Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz.
Jerry Bader Show 935. I have a caller on this, and I haven't even done the topic yet. A simple tease, the whiff of the cork, was enough to entice our first caller. Well, he's a loyal listener. He's going to have to wait a little bit, though. I actually do want to set up the topic before I take calls on it. Did a little research on this, very little, but enough. The college in question, Orange Coast College, is, at least according to Wikipedia, it's in Orange County, hence Orange Coast, a public community college. In other words, it's a public institution versus, of course, a private institution, like St. Norbert here in Green Bay or wherever. A California college student who was suspended for recording a professor ranting about President Trump's election victory and how it amounted to an act of terrorism filed an appeal last week to fight his suspension. Caleb O'Neill, student at Orange Coast College, was suspended for a full semester and the summer term for filming the video, recording. Nobody films a video anymore. They record it. That's like dialing a phone. It's the last time anybody dialed a phone. The college said the 19-year-old violated its policy by recording any person on district property or at any district function without that person's knowledge or consent. He was also ordered, listen to this, he was also ordered to write a 3-page double-spaced essay regarding the incident. Campus Reform reported. O'Neill videotaped his professor, Olga Perez Stable Cox, in December, talking about Trump's election win. She called his election an act of terrorism. Cox also said in the video that our nation is divided as clearly as it was in Civil War times. I'm not so sure she's wrong about that part. Anyway, O'Neill, who shared the video with college Republicans, wore pro-Trump clothing in class and has said he felt threatened due to his teacher's comments. I pulled my phone out because I was honestly scared that I would have repercussions with my grades because she knew I was a Trump supporter, he said, according to the Orange County Register. His suspension has caused mixed reactions among students at the campus. Listen to this. This is what one student told the LA Times. It is unfair for the teacher to be secretly recorded. The student should have talked to the professor and voiced his opinions. Then the fallout would have been avoidable. Because she has the authority. You're assuming he would have gotten satisfaction. The Los Angeles Times reported that a small group of people supported O'Neill, with one yelling, "You're a hero, Caleb." The teacher, the professor, Cox told the Washington Post in December that she was being virtually attacked by emails and Facebook messages saying, "I feel like I've been attacked by a mob of people all across the country." Here's my opinion on this. It is a public college. I disagree, and by the way, this has come up in Wisconsin. Private colleges have rules. I don't know about, I think it came up, yeah, it was Whitewater maybe. Might have been Whitewater. Rules against video recording professors. Yeah, Earl and I remember kids using cassette recorders to audio record pretending they were going to listen to them later. Sleep through the class. The professor's lecture was drowned out by your own snoring on the recording anyway. I tried that. It actually didn't work. I tried it. But there was no rule against it. But I am thinking this did come up at a public institution in Wisconsin, but I can't report that factually. My memory isn't that good. Just do a quick Google, Earl. Whitewater professor recorded. I believe in public institutions that classes should be that I don't think a student should have to have permission. I taught at public and private institutions up and down Wisconsin's East Coast. I taught at MSOE. I taught at Silver Lake College. And I taught at public institutions. Yeah, Earl found it. UW-Whitewater, no taping policies. And it was the student that got in trouble. It's going on 3 years ago, March of 2014. I disagree with these policies. In that one, exactly 1 week after an 18-year-old UW-Whitewater freshman's recording of a guest lecturer, yeah, we took this up, railing against Republicans went viral, prompting anger and a parade of national news stories, the professor announced the class has a no-taping policy. Apparently didn't at that time. I disagree, and I know it should be up to the individual professor. No, and here's why I say no. Because they have complete authority and power. I started saying, I taught classes, I taught college at the university level. I can tell you, MSOE, Silver Lake, UW-Sheboygan County, UW-Manitowoc County, and UW-Green Bay. I would never have an issue with anyone recording a class. I don't consider that my private, especially in a public institution, not even in a private one, in my opinion, but in a public institution, I don't have a right to privacy in a classroom. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. Lewis on the road, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. When I was in college, and I've had a lot of college, I recorded most of my classes. I mean, the professors were fine with that, and it really helped me to go over the lectures again and to enhance my understanding. I think, as I see it, you know, this is about an abuse of power, by both the professor as well as the university at large. They're acting as fascist thugs, and they're saying, you know, that they want no accountability, just kind of like the press. They want no accountability. They want absolutely no checks and balances on them so that they can say and do whatever they want and that there's no consequences against them. And they're trying to make an example out of this person for basically being abused. And this, you know, my gosh, what is our education system that has come to that you would suspend somebody for something this lame? I mean, if what they're saying is that awful that it can't be recorded, you know, why are they teaching? You know, I mean, I see this in the press and I see this in the education system where they don't want any sort of checks and balances against them. They want to say and do whatever they want. And if you don't agree with their ideology and if you question them in any way, shape, or form, they will punish you. And this is, you know, it's just, as a taxpayer, it's wrong, it's inappropriate, and it's immoral.
I never, ever, ever would have thought what happens in the classroom stays in the classroom as an instructor. I think that's it. I just think that is unrealistic. And Lewis, thanks a lot for the call. Again, particularly, not necessarily exclusively, but particularly at a public institution, I absolutely can't defend that. Let's see. To Eric in Stevens Point. Eric, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I am actually a student studying education, and I thought it would just be a kind of a fun little fact to throw in there as well, too. Ever since I've been here at the university studying education, I've actually had to record myself teaching as a learning tool to go back and think about what situations I could have handled better, could have done this better, could have explained this clearer, and such like that. And it kind of goes back to what your last caller was talking about, accountability.
Yeah.
And to hold yourself accountable and to learn and grow. And tenured teachers don't need that pressure because they're comfortable where they're at. And I think in the kind of another side of it, too, is it's a liability issue as well, too. You know, less evidence, less demonstration, you know?
Are you, okay, so when you say, are you student teaching at this point, Eric?
No. It's
okay.
A little complicated, but no.
Okay, so is it, I know, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on this, but are you actually teaching to students, or is it assimilated?
Yeah, okay. I mean, the state requires you to work in so many schools for so many hours you can teach as well, too, in order to get your class requirements and such like that, anywhere from 20 to 40 hours. But any good learning student or any to become a teacher would record themselves in order to glean something from it, you know, to walk away and be like, oh, I explained this very well. I overused this word too much. I talked too fast. The only way you're going to learn and grow is if you observe yourself. So,
okay, but and which is a great point that you make, Eric. But beyond that, I have never felt that, and you know, I assume that you're going to school to be a K-12 teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. I taught at the college level. Even be it K-12 or college, whoever thinks that there's a right to privacy in a classroom?
You know, I totally agree with you on that. I mean, you're putting yourself out there to be, I mean, the reason why we're learning to do it the right way the first time is so that we can stand up in front of it and do it right the first time or the second or third time as well, too. And yeah, there's no privacy. I mean, you are putting yourself out there. That's kind of the point.
Eric, thanks a lot for the call. To Jamie in Waupaca. Jamie, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. My comment would be if public employees aren't held accountable, then we can't record the police on our cell phones either, right? That wouldn't be admissible against any other public employees also. So the liberals are setting up a philosophy that, hey, you can't record these people, but we want to use it in cases where we like to use it.
You may not be aware. There are municipalities, and they are being challenged in court. There are municipalities that do ban the video recording of police officers on duty. That actually, by the way, which I totally disagree with it, and I think your analogy is rock solid. But Jamie, there are municipalities who do have those ordinances, and I think they are absolutely. I don't think they're constitutional. And I don't know about the constitutionality of doing this. I suppose you could argue, I don't know, that a teacher has, Jamie, thanks for the call, to have the right to set the rules in their classroom. But I totally disagree with universities allowing this. I never, ever would have had a problem. But then, for all I know, people did video record. I didn't act. Now, this was most of my teaching. I last taught college in 07. So, I mean, you know, video cell phone technology was at best in its infancy back then. But I did have students come to me who knew that I was conservative, and they had problems with teachers proselytizing liberalism in class. And they would come to me and I would say, well, look, I can't backdoor this. You are going to have to go to administration. I have, to my knowledge, and again, I taught at various institutions for 10 years. I've never had anyone complain that I brought conservatism to the class. In fact, I remember a debate when I had to defend a student who took a liberal position because I think the student taking the conservative position thought that I was going to, you know, double team against the liberal student. Didn't do that. To Michelle in Green Bay. Michelle, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, you're saying it's about right to privacy, but I don't see it that way. I think it's the student is trying to control the content of the classroom, and the professor gets to control the content. Students are, if they want to control the content, they should be the teacher. They should become a professor. It's not about privacy. It's about the student trying to decide what should and shouldn't be said.
How is recording what a professor does controlling the content?
Why is he recording it? He's recording it because he doesn't like it and he wants it to stop.
He's recording it because he doesn't like it and he wants to share it. If there's nothing wrong with what she's doing, what's the problem with having her defend it? I didn't have an issue with that, and I taught at college level for 10 years.
Well, but I'm just pushing back against you saying it's about privacy. I don't think it's
about that. No, to a degree that it is, because she doesn't think what
What she's complaining about right now is the blowback that she got from it. That's what she's complaining about. And she feels somehow what happens in the classroom should stay in the classroom, and people on Facebook and so on shouldn't find out the liberal screed that she let loose in class.
Because they're going to come after her. That's what people do.
Well,
I guess if we didn't have to put all this stuff all over Facebook and the College Republicans Facebook page, you know, maybe she'd be safer to teach what she has been trained to teach.
Has she been trained to teach that voting for a Republican is terrorism?
Is that really what she said?
Yes.
Or did she say that people
Wait a minute. It's on video, Michelle. Michelle, it's on video.
Okay, so the people who voted for Trump are terrorists.
That's what she... No, she said, yes. She said Donald Trump being elected is an act of terrorism.
That's not saying the people who voted for him are terrorists.
Well, then who would have committed the act?
Maybe people are terrorized by him.
That's not what she said. She said Donald Trump being elected is an act of terrorism. And even if you want to continue to split hairs, and Michelle, I think you agree with that sentiment. Thanks a lot for the call. Even if you want to split those hairs, what has that got to do with the course? So, Michelle, obviously, you believe that she should be able to rant whatever she wants in a captive audience, which is a class, and have no repercussions for it, correct? Oh, she's gone. Earl figured that was me giving her the bums rush. Because I would have loved to have had Michelle respond to that. That's okay. It's on me. I kind of gave you that body language. It's fine. 9:52.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.